The headline that dominated Hacker News overnight, 881 comments at last count, the single most discussed story of the day, is NVIDIA's reported acquisition of Hugging Face for $13 billion. And I want to be careful about the word reported here, because the sourcing is Business Insider citing unnamed sources, so treat this as very credible rumor until there's a formal announcement. But the HN community is treating it as effectively confirmed based on the sourcing quality.
Let's talk about why this deal makes strategic sense for NVIDIA, because it's not immediately obvious. NVIDIA's core business is selling GPUs. Hugging Face is a platform for hosting and sharing machine learning models, datasets, and demos. It's become the default distribution layer for open source AI. These seem like different businesses on the surface,
but they're completely complementary at a deeper level. Hugging Face has roughly 1 million models hosted on its platform as of earlier this year. Every one of those models needs to run on hardware. When a researcher or a company downloads a model from Hugging Face and then scales it, the vast majority of the time they're running it on NVIDIA GPUs. By owning Hugging Face, NVIDIA isn't just acquiring a platform. It's acquiring the primary discovery and distribution layer for the models that drive demand for its hardware.
There's a vertical integration logic here that we've seen play out in other industries. Think about how Intel tried, with mixed success, to own the software stack above its chips with acquisitions like Mobileye and the Altera FPGA business. NVIDIA is doing something similar, but Hugging Face is arguably a better strategic fit because it's the community hub, not just a specific application layer.
The $13 billion valuation is interesting context too. Hugging Face, raised at a $4.5 billion valuation in August 2023, so this represents roughly a 3x return for those investors in 3 years. That's good, but not spectacular for a company that's been called the GitHub of machine learning. It suggests either that NVIDIA got a reasonable deal, or that Hugging Face's path to monetization was proving harder than the hype suggested.
The HN comment thread is wrestling with a genuinely difficult question. What happens to the open source ethos of Hugging Face under NVIDIA ownership? Right now, Hugging Face is a relatively neutral platform. Meta posts Llama models there. Google posts Gemma models. Mistral, Cohere, Academic Labs, everyone uses it because it belongs to nobody in particular. The moment NVIDIA owns it, every one of those companies has to decide whether they're comfortable distributing their models through a direct competitor's platform.
And NVIDIA does compete with some of them, at least indirectly. AMD is trying to gain ground in AI accelerators. Intel has its gaudy line. If Hugging Face starts subtly favoring CUDA-optimized models, or start surfacing NVIDIA's NIM microservices more prominently in search results, the network effects that make Hugging Face valuable start to erode. The question is whether NVIDIA is smart enough to run it at arm's length.
My read is that they probably are, because the value destruction from heavy-handed interference would be immediate and visible. The open source AI community would simply fork and migrate to an alternative, possibly Hugging Face's own open source codebase running on a community-controlled server. But probably smart enough is doing a lot of work in that sentence, and corporate acquisitions have a poor track record of preserving the culture of what they buy.
There's also a regulatory dimension worth watching. The FTC and DOJ have been aggressive on tech acquisitions under the current administration, and this deal sits at the intersection of AI infrastructure dominance and open source software distribution. Whether that triggers serious scrutiny depends a lot on how the government frames its theory of harm. Speaking of which, this is actually a good moment to talk about how antitrust law works in practice, because a lot of people hear antitrust and assume it's straightforward.
The Sherman Antitrust Act of 1890 is the foundation here, and its core prohibition is actually quite narrow. It bars monopolization or attempts to monopolize any part of trade or commerce. The critical word is part. Courts have spent over a century arguing about what the relevant market is. NVIDIA has roughly 80% market share in AI training accelerators by revenue. But is that the relevant market, or is the relevant market all semiconductors or all computing infrastructure? The answer changes the analysis entirely.
Exactly. Market share alone doesn't establish an antitrust violation. A company can have 90% market share and be completely legal if it got there by genuinely outcompeting rivals on the merits. What the law requires is evidence of exclusionary conduct. Actions designed to harm competitors in ways that go beyond just being better at the job. A useful analogy is a restaurant that's so good it puts nearby competitors out of business. That's legal. But if that same restaurant bribed the health inspector to shut down rivals, that's the Sherman Act.
Applied to this deal, the DOJ would need to argue not just that NVIDIA is dominant in AI chips, which is inarguable, but that owning Hugging Face would give NVIDIA a mechanism to exclude AMD, Intel, or others from the market in ways that go beyond fair competition. That's a harder case to make with a software platform acquisition than it would be with, say, acquiring a chip manufacturing plant.
Before we leave the payments world, and there's a nice contrast here, Stripe has reportedly walked away from its $50 billion pursuit of PayPal. The Bloomberg report says the Advent Stripe Consortium dropped the pursuit, and the HN community has been picking apart the implications. $50 billion for PayPal would have been a monster deal, and the fact that it fell apart suggests either the price was too high, the regulatory risk was too significant, or the strategic fit was shakier than it looked from the outside.
Stripe walking away from PayPal is actually a story about confidence, in a strange way. Stripe is a private company valued at roughly $65 billion, buying a public company worth $50 billion. That's an unusual inversion. The fact that they apparently pursued it seriously and then dropped it suggests Stripe looked closely at what they were actually buying. PayPal's consumer business has been struggling, its Venmo monetization has been slower than hoped, and the international payments infrastructure, while valuable, might have been harder to integrate than it appeared.
The contrast with the NVIDIA deal is instructive. NVIDIA is paying $13 billion for a platform with enormous strategic leverage over the AI ecosystem. Stripe was apparently willing to pay $50 billion for a business that, while large, is growing slowly and has an unclear path to reacceleration. The market seems to be awarding premiums for AI-adjacent infrastructure right now. And payments infrastructure, even excellent payments infrastructure, doesn't carry that same premium.